Today's message is called No More Toil. No more toil.
Amen. I like that.
And I want to get out of the way right away. That doesn't mean you don't have to work anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying, oh, yeah, Ted said I didn't have to work anymore. I can put my feet up, go home, and just relax. That's not what it means. In fact, if we take a look here in 2 Thessalonians, listen to what Paul was talking about. And he says here, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but we worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be burdened, but we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. And then he says down here in verse 10, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. You don't work, you don't eat. And so when we're talking about toil, don't get the idea that it's not about working. You can work. You can work and not toil. And then you can work and you can toil. We're talking about working without toiling. There's a separation there. And we get a really good example of that if we take a look or talk a little bit about when Peter the disciple, encountered Jesus. We kind of see this whole thing unravel, a difference between working and toiling and working and not toiling. Because you can actually work, enjoy it, love it, receive incredible things out of it, and you're not toiling. You're not struggling. You're not sweating. You're not feeling like it's all, man, such a drag that I've got to go to the job again. Now, when Peter encountered Jesus, Jesus was teaching a large group of people, and they kind of pushed towards the shore where he was standing by the lake. And there was a boat there. It was Peter's boat, Simon Peter. And so he said, can I use your boat? And so the boat pulled out from shore, and Jesus taught the group. When Jesus was finished teaching, he asked Peter, go on, pull the boat out a little further. Let's read that. Let's read it as it is. So he launched out into the deep. Let's see. Now, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a large, great number of fish, and their net was breaking. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. All right. So here we get a little example of this. Now, check this out. What did Peter say? Peter said, Jesus, man, I was out there all night. We toiled and we caught nothing. Now, think about back then when they were fishing. They were fishing with nets. So they're throwing the nets out and they're pulling the nets in. All night long, throwing the nets out, pulling the nets in. They're getting wet. They're getting cold. They're working up a sweat. The muscles are getting achy as they pull this in because all that water is getting in those nets as they pull it each time. And they keep throwing and pulling and throwing and pulling. So this is not easy work. This is you're laboring here. You're doing a hard job. But what makes it toil, what makes it really toil, is when you catch nothing.
Right.
See, when you don't have anything to show for the work that you did, that's when it's toil.
Right.
When you go out and you put in your hard efforts and your labor, and you don't see the rewards or the fruits of why you're working, now it's toil.
Mm-hmm.
If the fish are coming in, and you're seeing the benefits of why you're working, you're not toiling, you're enjoying. You see, oh, wow, this is great. Look at all the fish we caught. Oh, man, this is fantastic. I love this. And that's the difference. When you're seeing the fruits of your labor and when you're not. When you don't see the fruits of your labor, you're toiling. You're working hard to try to see, what am I working for? Sometimes you get up And you look in the mirror and you say, what am I working for? Because you don't see anything that's benefiting you from it. And that's toil. But we can work and enjoy our job, and we can receive benefits and blessings. Or like Peter did here, he received a net-breaking, boat-sinking, world-record catch!
Amen.
Amen.
There's no toil in that. He still had to work, though. He still had to throw the net out, and he still had to pull the net back in. He couldn't even get it all the way in because it was so full. Two boats are sinking. Two boats are sinking. That's how many fish they caught. These weren't little rowboats. They weren't huge fishing vessels either. So we have to picture a boat. I'm not sure how long in size, but it had probably a single mast in it. And so it was a fairly good-sized boat. And that one net caught enough fish to almost sink two of these boats. Think about that. How many fish was that? That's not 100 fish. That's not just a handful of fish. If you're sinking two of these boats, that's a lot. Now you got to wonder, how many nights did Peter go out and throw the net and pull the net in? And in the morning came, he had nothing. How many nights did that happen? It probably happened on a few nights, right? Probably happened on a few nights where he went out there and was working, toiling, and not receiving the benefits of what he was doing. Now, notice we have him working at night. Now, in the physical, that makes sense. He has to go out at night because in the day, if you throw your net, the shadow is cast onto the waters. The fish see it coming, and they get away. So you're not going to catch the fish during the day. So at night, they can't see the net coming. He's able to catch more fish. Okay, that's the practical. But there is a spiritual meaning to working at night. See, if we're working in darkness, it has a spiritual representation. And that's what Peter was working at that time. It means he's without God. It means he doesn't have the wisdom of God. He doesn't have the light of God in his life at that time. And so, as a result of not having that, he's working in darkness. It says here in John chapter 8, verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Say amen to that. Yeah.
Amen.
So Jesus comes into Peter's life and gets into his boat. He gets into Peter's life. Not just his boat, he's coming into Peter's life. And the minute Jesus comes into his life, he is the light of the world. No longer is Peter working in darkness. He is now with God. He now has the light of the world. And as a result, look what happens to him the minute he sees this amazing catch. This is important. So they have this amazing catch. The boats are sinking. You know, he has never seen anything like this before in his life. You know, this is not something that happens every day to Peter. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. He sees this. Holy moly. Here's what he says. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at the excuse me, I'm missing a line. Oh. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
We just got some fish. Okay, it's a lot of fish, yeah. Both boats are sinking. Why is Peter falling down on his knees and saying, I'm a sinful man? Jesus didn't say anything about sin. Jesus said, hey, why don't you throw out your net? We'll catch some fish. You know, I'm sure that the idea of Peter thought, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to catch any fish. It's daytime. The fish are going to see the net coming. I'm not going to catch fish. I worked all night and didn't catch any fish. But he did it anyway because Jesus asked him to. And he catches it. So why does he say, I'm a sinful man, and depart from me? Why is he saying that? We have to go back and look at where this all starts. And it happens in Genesis. In Genesis, we find out when we entered into the darkness. In Genesis, we find out when we began to toil instead of work and enjoy the work. why we're working and getting nothing for it. In Genesis, it tells us all about that. And it's where both Adam and the woman, she's still called the woman at this point, Adam and the woman have decided not to go with God's plan and work with God, but to work on their own. When you start to work on your own, they found out something really difficult. And that's what's called the curse. That's the curse. That means not working with God. That's what makes it hard. That's what makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on your own. That's a struggle. That's a curse right there. So sometimes we get an idea, oh, a curse. Ooh. Just means you're trying to do it on your own without God. And here's what God says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. He says this to the woman first. I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Now, it says, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. And in pain you shall bring forth children. It's not just talking about children, because I think we often think about just the literal, you know, when we read this verse. We think about, okay, when she has babies, she's going to be in pain. And yeah, I've heard about, you know, my mother giving birth to me in the 24 hours it took. And man, there was labor and pain. She never lets me forget it. No, there's more. There's more to it than she's talking about here in this verses. They're talking about anytime you want to create something, anytime you want to bring something forth in your life that's new, you want to have a new relationship, it's saying, pain and sorrow, buddy. You want to have a new job, a new career? Pain and sorrow, buddy. You want to get rich? Pain and sorrow, buddy. It's saying anytime you're going to create something new in your life, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And why? You're doing it without God. You're doing it on your own. Doing it on your own is going to be a struggle. Now, here's what God says to the man. Then to Adam, he said, and I'm going to skip down here, he says, in toil you shall eat all of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. This, let me go back a sentence there. You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. So they're talking about the ground in this. And they're saying that whatever Adam is working at, you're going to toil. That means you're going to work and you're not going to get anything for it. What is he going to get for his work, it says here? Instead of planting something and getting something really good, reaping benefits out of your life, getting something wonderful out of your life, he's going to get thorns and thistles. When's the last time you had the thorn and thistle salad over there at the vegetarian place? Yummy. No, not too good. But this is what God is saying is now is going to be the way you're going to work. By the sweat of his brow, he's going to be eating, meaning he's going to be having to work like crazy to get any goodness. It ain't going to happen. He's going to be doing it in the same way the woman is. So both the things we're creating and trying to bring increase into our life is not going to happen. We're not going to be fruitful. We're not going to be multiplying. Conception, multiplying, being fruitful, trying to bring this forth, right? It's not going to happen. We're going to be doing it in labor. We're going to be doing it in sweat. So this is where it all goes back to, because we decided to do it without God. Now we're going to have to do it the hard way. We're going to do it the hard way. But God says God's plan wasn't for us to do it the hard way. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God doesn't want us to do it the hard way.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
God wants us to do it the easy way.
Amen.
God wants us to throw the net out one time, pull it in, and have a ton of fish.
Oh, yeah.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is what God wants for us. So we don't have to stay in what these guys chose. We can choose something better. Say amen to that.
Amen. Praise God.
You can choose something better. And what is that choice? Remember what we read in John 8:12. Jesus says, and Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. We don't have to be in darkness. We don't have to be toiling. We can receive Jesus into our boat too, just like Peter did. The minute Peter received Jesus into his boat, he's no longer toiling at night. He's no longer straining. He has a whole new job and career open to him. Now he's a fisher of men. Has a whole different job. His life changes. This is the same thing for you. When you receive Jesus into your boat, your life changes. Say amen to that.
Amen.
When you allow him to begin to work in your life, there's no longer toil.
Amen.
Now you begin to see the fruits of your labor. You begin to see, I worked for something, and now you see the benefits. Now when you work for it, it doesn't feel hard because you see the benefits, you see the blessings, you see what you're doing, and you're excited about it. It's hard if you're out there and nothing's happening. You've had that time where you're working and working and working, and you're still not getting any pay for it. You're still not receiving the benefits for it. You wonder, what the heck is going on? Why am I not getting the benefits? You're still living under this curse. You're still living outside of God. Now, some of you, you've already received Jesus into your boat, but you need to renew your minds. Because your mind is still living under the idea that if I'm working, it's toil, it's hard, no blessing, no benefit. I just got to get out there and do it. If I don't do it, who's going to do it? God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
This is the way. No, no, that's right.
No.
And that's what some people are thinking, though. They've got the wrong idea in their mind. Jesus just showed very clearly in the story of Peter. You can go out and do it by yourself all night. You can work like crazy. Peter's working like crazy, not seeing anything for it. Or you can let Jesus come into your boat and help you. Start getting guidance. Where do I do this work? How do I do this work? Can you make it easy now? So you're still putting in the effort. You're still doing the work. But now you're seeing the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're reaping the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're seeing the increase. So you're now conceiving and creating new things in your life.
Amen.
And it's
Amen.
Not hard.
Praise God.
That's what God is doing for you. That's why God came down onto the earth and walked on the earth so that he could reconcile himself to us, put us back together. So that when we're working with him, we're not in darkness. When we're working with him, we're not struggling to conceive something.
Yes.
It'll come forth easily.
Yes.
It'll come forth quickly. And saying, we won't be toiling and just getting thistles and thorns.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be toiling for that. We'll be working and receiving increase in our life. Because remember, God said, be fruitful. God said, multiply.
Amen.
So when we're being fruitful, we're conceiving. When we're multiplying, we're receiving. When we're planting, then we're receiving that fruitfulness.
Amen.
But the point is, my whole point is that we're receiving that blessing from God. So hopefully you got that. You're receiving that blessing from God, but it doesn't happen until you renew your mind and start thinking. This is what I want you to take away from this today.
Amen.
Start thinking, God wants to make it easier for me. God is a blesser. God is a rewarder
Praise
to people.
God. Amen.
He
yes.
wants to reward you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. No more toil.
So God wants to bless you. God wants to reward you. No more toil in your life. No more toil. Now, for some of you, that means listening to God and following his guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Where God tells you to go. He might tell you to leave that job where you are. He might tell you to quit doing what you're doing. Maybe you got the wrong job. Maybe you're in the wrong career. Maybe he's going to direct you somewhere else. If you're too afraid to follow the guidance of God, you're not going to reap the benefits. You're not going to reap the benefits because if you keep doing what you want to do, working at that job you're in that career that you're not supposed to be, and you're too afraid to leave it, you can't be getting together with God because God is telling you, hey, there's a better job over here. Hey, let's do it this way, and now the blessings will come. So we got to be hearing God and following the guidance that
Praise
God is giving
God.
Us.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Thank you.
Because that's the way, if he's in our boat, he's directing. What did he tell Peter? He said, Peter, throw the net over. Peter's going, I haven't thrown the net over all night.
Mm-hmm.
But now Jesus said to do it during the day. Jesus said, hey, let's push out there and throw it over. He's giving guidance. Now, see, so Peter reacts in this way, I'm a sinful man, because he's remembering the original curse. He's remembering the original statement of, he sees now clearly, this is not toil anymore. Jesus has now brought something into his boat he had never seen before. He brought the blessing into his boat. He brings the kingdom of heaven. Working the works of the kingdom now is in Peter's boat. Peter's never seen that before, and that scares the heck out of him. And he says, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He's not sure if he deserves it. Sometimes you're not sure if you deserve it. By the way, you know you do deserve it. God wants to reward you with it no matter what. And here's the interesting thing. If we go down, we can see that this story happens again. There's another time. This is after Jesus is already resurrected. He's already been crucified, he's gone to the tomb, and now he's appearing to his disciples after he has disappeared from the tomb. Remember, they couldn't find him in there? And one of those times he appears to them, they were out fishing. Peter decided, I'm going to go out fishing. And the other disciples said, hey, we're going to go with you. And so they go out there on the water, and all night they fished, and guess what happened? They caught nothing. All night they're out there fishing, and they caught nothing. And in the morning, there was this guy on shore, Jesus, they didn't recognize him though, and he says, hey, you got any food? They're like, no, I didn't catch nothing. So he says, why didn't you throw the net over the right side of the boat? So they were like, okay. They threw the net, and guess what happened? They caught a major catch of fish. Again, they couldn't pull it into the boat right away. What that did was, what happened this time though, Peter recognized right away, this is Jesus. And he didn't waste any time. He jumped into the water and swam to the shore. So now instead of saying, depart from me, I'm a sinful man, and wanting to go the other way, he now sees, whoa, this is Jesus. I want to work the works of the kingdom. I want the blessing in my life. And so instead of running away, he now dives into the water and goes towards Jesus. He wants to work with him.
Amen.
And that's the difference in our lives. See, there's been a transformation. Now Peter has heard the teachings of Jesus. He has begun to understand what it means to have Jesus in your life, to see the blessing. There's no more toil. Here, he knows what toil looks like already. Here he goes out for another night. Jesus is not in the boat, and he doesn't catch anything. We've got Jesus on the inside, which means wherever we go, Jesus is in our boat.
Yep.
That means whatever we put our hand to, it will be blessed.
Amen.
It will be blessed, and it will increase, and it will multiply in amazing ways.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you're not seeing that in your life, you need to start working with God to change your mind. To see something different. You need to get your mind reformed. Get it retrained. Yes. Get it on the training wheels of God. See, Peter wasn't ready for it either. He was going, oh, get away from me. He had to have his mind retrained. Now he's retrained. He knows, I don't want the toil. No more toil.
No more toil.
No more toil. And so now he says, no, I want to go out and work with the blessing pouring upon me in each and every way. This is what you guys have the opportunity in your life.
Yeah.
Retrain those minds with God's help. He will recondition it. He will get those thoughts that blessing can happen, that
Amen.
Goodness can happen,
Amen.
That amazing things can happen,
Amen.
That you can have increase in your life easily. And all you need to be doing is listening and following the guidance. Jesus said, throw the net over the right side. If, what if they would have thrown it over the left side?
Nothing. Would have got nothing.
Nothing. You've got to follow the guidance of God. Say amen to this.
Amen.
So when God is with you, you are walking in the light. You are walking in the blessing. You are walking in the increase. Get your mind set for this. This week when you go out there, you are not toiling anymore.
Nope.
No more toil.
Amen.
No more toil.
No more toil. From now on, you're going to be working joyously. You're going to be working excitedly. You're going to be working, seeing increase. Everything you put your hand to, you're going to see something good come out of it.
Amen.
You're going to see the reason why you're doing it. And if you don't see that, you're going to be asking God, give me direction. Teach me. Retrain this brain. Because this is what you want. This is what God's promise is. This is what he wants. He doesn't want us to be working in pain.
Amen.
He wants us to be working in the blessing,
Amen.
Receiving the blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you ready to receive that?
Yes!
Yes.
Yay.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to receive that, it is simple to receive it. Many of you, or all of you, have already invited Jesus to come into your boat. Now it's a matter of just walking with it. If you don't see it in your life, in your job, now it's time to start asking him to direct you and guide you where to put your efforts, and you will start to see the increase. You'll start to see the blessings pour into your life in amazing ways.